Welcome to Blue Place Music Radio. This is a show about music and spirit and being human in a rapidly changing world. Join me for a conversation of discovery, exploring the healing energies of music and practical wisdom and teachings from traditional elders. This is a show about connection to our own heart and coming into relationship with the living world. So sit back and relax and explore the sky of the heart. I've been thinking lately about this phrase, where do you eat? Where do you eat? You know, on face value, it can be seen as a question about where you eat. Do you eat at home with food that's grown locally and cooked with some awareness and some joy and some love and eaten in a good way? Do you eat at restaurants a lot, or do you eat fast food? All the different ways. Do you eat without even noticing it? Do you take the time to create a meal that is really a transformational experience, the kind of magical experience that eating truly is? So, you know, we know that there's many different ways to approach the physical act of eating food. Let's take a look at eating as a metaphor. So where do you eat? Perhaps it means, where do you get the nourishment for your spirit, for your soul, for your heart and mind? Part of being human is to attend to all the aspects of our being. As a traditional healer, as someone who's been practicing holistic medicine for 25 years, I've come to see that many of the maladies and illnesses that plague people in our culture here in the modern world are illnesses that have their root in the machinations of the mind, of seeking nourishment and guidance and direction from parts of our being which aren't really empowered or even capable of giving that to us. Right here. It's all around you. It's exchanging with all the other aspects, the water, the sunlight, the soil, the animals, the birds. It's this beautiful fabric. Everything is alive and in relationship and exchanging with one another. This is a place to look to see, to look for guidance in how to think about where do I eat. By being part of a fabric of giving and receiving, not just taking. One of the big lies that we're sold by modern advertising and media culture is that it's all about me. It's all about me. I can have my world delivered at the speed that I want it. It's just not so. And even if it can happen for a while, it's unsustainable, and it doesn't really produce anything of value. Being nourished by personal gratification is temporary at best, and very hard to achieve at all. The trail that seems to hold the most promise is one where we look towards joining with the natural world. The world that sustains us, even though we don't recognize or appreciate it. The world that has been here since the beginning and will be here long after we're gone. So when we look to the natural world, what do we see? In science, and in the last 500 years and the rise of scientific Western thought, which has produced this civilization that is having so many strong, powerful effects on the balance of the Mother Earth. You know, we see that we can name plants, we can break them down into chemical components, and we can understand this and understand that. To look at a plant and think of it as a collection of chemicals and compounds and metabolic processes is not the place where you want to eat. To see a plant that way is missing the beauty and the mystery and the divine expression that the plant offers. The plant has a spirit, it has feelings, it has something to offer, and it's offering to everything that's growing around it. So, you know, when we eat from the place of separating everything, separating ourselves from the world, then we can never really be nourished. I hold that true nourishment always will include a high value on relationship, what you're bringing and what you're giving back, and a real acknowledgement and acceptance of what you're receiving. In this way, our lives begin to sing. Begin to come into a place of joy, of knowing we're part of the greater whole. And once again, joining the world and not dwelling in the illusion of separateness that is the underpinning of modern culture. All the music that we've been listening to in this program are songs that are on various playlists and albums that you can listen to at healingmusicnow.com. If you'd like to contact me, you can write to Scott at healingmusicnow.com. If you'd like to hear more of our podcasts, go to healingmusicnow.com and click on the podcast page on the menu. You can also find them at iTunes and at Blueberry. Thanks for listening. Yo chere a tawa tu, tawa tu.